Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is December the 17th, 2019. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 185 of the Follow English Podcast, probably the last episode this year, maybe the one before the last. Hopefully I can do one more episode, maybe tomorrow. I'll be traveling soon, but anyway, I hope I can do one more episode before I hit the road. So this episode is going to be about another structure that I find interesting to use when you want to express modality in the English language, and this structure is be supposed to. The first thing to say here is the pronunciation. The pronunciation is with an S sound, supposed to, and the to kind of blends with the final T sound of supposed, with spelt with an ED, of course, but then the last sound of supposed is a T that kind of blends with the T coming after it, and then, of course, after supposed to, you can blend the two T's, and then you will have an infinitive right away. So the structure is basically verb to be, either in the present, so is, are, am, or in the past, was, were. And it could be used in the future, I believe, but then in this case here, to express modality basically in the present or the past because of the functions. And I'll give you some examples in a minute, but basically this is it: is, are, am, in the present, supposed to plus infinitive, or was, were plus supposed to plus infinitive. So that's basically it. Generally, we use this structure when we talk about something that is generally believed. So, for instance, he's supposed to be quite rich, you know. So this is a supposition. Let me use this word. So you are making a deduction, or not really a deduction, but that's what people believe and that's what people normally say. So maybe you could say it's an assumption. Yeah. So he's supposed to be quite rich, you know. So everybody knows that he has a lot of money and that he spends a lot of money every time he comes to the restaurant. So he's supposed to be quite rich, and that's what people think of him. Another example here is, this stuff is supposed to kill flies. Let's try it. So this stuff is probably a device with some poison or something inside, an insecticide or something, and it's supposed to kill flies. So that's what people generally believe that device does. Another way, by the way, I'm grabbing some of the examples from Michael Swann's Practical English Usage New Edition. The name is New Edition, but it's not that new. Oxford University Press, that's first published in 1980, but this sixth impression, 1997. Yep. So this is it. And another way of using then be supposed to is when you want to talk about rules or about the law, or even about what is expected to happen. For instance, you're supposed to start work at 8:30 every morning. This is an example that could be used to give you the context here. Maybe you're talking to a new colleague, so a new staff member wherever you work, and then you say You're supposed to start work at 8:30 every morning. Maybe this person came late. Another example here is Catholics are supposed to go to church on Sundays. Are they really? Here in Brazil, lots of Catholics who don't actually do that, but that's the example here. So Catholics are supposed to go to church on Sundays. That's a kind of rule, you could say. You could also say that's what people believe as well. Another way of using be supposed to is when you want to express contrast between what should happen or what should have happened and what actually happened. For instance, here is one example in the past. Lucy was supposed to come to lunch. What's happened? Where is she? So Lucy was supposed to come to lunch. What's happened? Where is she? So she's not here yet, and she was supposed to come to lunch. Another way of using... Here there is one more example that I'm going to read. It's a question. So that's a lovely picture, but what's it supposed to be? So you're looking at a picture, and you can't make out what it means or what it is. So that's a lovely picture, but what's it supposed to be? And one final thing about be supposed to, about this interesting structure, is when you use it in the negative form, it can be used to refer to prohibitions. So similar to must in the negative. So you could say something like this, for instance, you're not supposed to park on double yellow lines. You're not supposed to park on double yellow lines. So this is an example of the negative form. You could also say you can't or you must not park on double yellow lines. That's another way of referring to prohibitions. But then I recommend, if you want to know more about prohibition, you should listen to some of the previous episodes. I'm actually finishing this quite a long series of episodes, maybe 5 or 6, I'm not very sure, about modal verbs and modality. I know that maybe there is more to talk about, because there's always more, but I covered quite a number of functions and structures that you can use to express modality in English. So this is it. I hope you found it interesting, and maybe I'll do one more episode before the end of this year. And I hope you're all learning something, and see you next time. Bye.